Paul, just overall thoughts on the comeback and game overall?
Oh, it was just a great game. Lots of, I think, chances, great pace. Both teams competed on every puck. Both teams' power plays were good. Got good saves from their goaltenders, lots of energy. You know, it's a disappointing result, but a very well-played game. You got to know how you play, and you play as hard as you can, and you don't walk away from that one going worrying about the what-ifs.
On that point, kind of the idea of the missed opportunities, and we talked about scoring chances earlier in the week, how much of a role do you think that played in the game?
You know, they had chances too, and missed some of theirs. So that'll be the it's a good thing. If there's a good thing out of it, you play the best team arguably in the Western Conference, and you have chances to score. You've worked for them. You know, pucks to the net. Some Minnelones, they had their chances too. They're a good team. You're not finishing on all your chances. You can say that about every game. If we just scored on their chances, you know, we scored three. That's enough. You know, we'd like to score 5, 6, and 7 if we could have tonight, but the other team gets paid too. So I'm not walking away from that one. I'll watch it tomorrow, and there'll be a bunch of ones you'd like to see go for you because you know how the end result. But the things that you try to do night after night were there. The effort was there. Pete, our pace was good. We were aggressive in the offensive zone. We created a lot off some turnovers down low, and it was a good, solid game. Just a disappointing result.
Paul, is this a little bit like 2 weeks ago against St. Louis where you really had the pressure on early and might have had a chance? I mean, you did gain some progress.
I thought we were better tonight than in that St. Louis game. I thought we limited them to 16 even strength chances, shots, sorry. So I thought we were more solid tonight, played a better game than that St. Louis game, and I thought we had chances kind of throughout. It ebbed and flowed on the power play penalty kill. That kind of changed momentums maybe a little bit for both teams. But, you know, we hit posts and but did it off effort, you know, and I got no complaints with that.
Now with two games without those top defensemen in, did you see enough? I remember you asked about, you know, what will the structure be like with a lot of changes? Are you happy that they've been able to maintain?
I've liked their games. I've liked their games without our key guys in. And we're, you know, we played 6 games and haven't lost one in the 60-minute portion of the game, and a couple of tough overtime innings and some good quality hockey. We've, you know, lost to Vander into the third period and still had a pretty good push.
How do you think Dustin has managed the risk-reward element of his game and his move
really
back
well
to D?
Really well. I mean, we got our penalty kill is the area that I think you missed those other defensemen back because both of them kill a lot. And it was our D-man in the box on all of them, so we were even a little bit more trouble. Guys that we're using to kill now were in the penalty box for those. So he's figured out when we need that help and, the power play goal, that's what he can do for us. But 5-on-5 is really solid, really good.
Just initial thoughts on the Kane hit from behind?
You know what? You see him, you don't like him, either way. And the legal sorted out.